U.S. and Canadian Air Forces have scrambled jets twice over the past week to intercept Russian aircraft that have buzzed the Alaskan and Canadian coastlines twice in the past week. As KOAC's Tim Ellis reports, it's not unusual for the U.S. Air Force to intercept Russian aircraft flying near U.S. airspace off Alaska, but two events within a few hours of each other raised a few eyebrows among U.S. defense officials.
The latest round in the cat-and-mouse game between U.S. and Russian aircraft played out a week ago over the waters off Alaska's northern coast. Late last Wednesday, the Air Force scrambled two F-22s from the 3rd Wing at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson to intercept six Russian military aircraft that were flying within 55 nautical miles of the Alaskan coastline. The two MiG-31 jet fighters, along with two long-range bombers and two refueling tankers, didn't enter U.S. airspace, only the U.S. Air Defense Identification Zone. A few hours later, another pair of the Russian Tupolev bombers flew within 40 nautical miles of Canada's northern landmass. The pair turned back after being intercepted over the Beaufort Sea by two Canadian F-18s. Both times, the Russian-made Tupolev bombers didn't enter the U.S. or Canadian airspace during what Moscow has long referred to as training flights. The aircraft only entered the Air Defense Identification Zones, or ADIZ, which extends about 200 miles north off the coast of both the United States and Canada. Colonel David Nahom, the former commander of the 3rd Wing at Jaeber, says that's an important distinction.
Russian long-range aviation flights, for instance, have entered our ADIZ, but not our Sovan airspace. These flights are perfectly legal, and we do not consider them threatening or provocative. When we intercept and identify their aircraft, both sides have exercised professional airmanship in all cases.
Nahom talked about U.S. and Russian aircraft encounters during a visit in May by Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. Nahom left the 3rd Wing last summer to take a new position back in Washington, D.C. Based on Nahom's comments, last Wednesday's interdiction played out as it usually does, with the Russian bombers executing a turn away from the mainland after the U.S. warplanes show up.
They seem to be pretty constant. Over the last few years, you can average about 10 to 12 of such flights inside of our ADIZ per year. We have F-22s that sit alert here in Jaeber, and when someone starts approaching the ADIZ, we do scramble out, meet them, and make sure that they don't go any further and approach U.S. airspace.
The Toronto Globe and Mail says U.S. and Canadian warplanes have intercepted about 50 Russian aircraft over the past 5 years. But the Christian Science Monitor reports that a North American Aerospace Defense Command spokesman said Friday that the flights are part of an increase in such activity near the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone. The Globe and Mail, the Monitor, and several other news media quoted U.S. officials saying they believe the two incidents were linked to Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko's visits last week to the United States and Canada. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.